John, for allowing me to take the lead on this call. And welcome everybody to the Game Week 27 Fantasy Football League podcast. We have here today Vinesh, Mahia on the phone, John, and myself. This week was a very interesting week. Man City and Chelsea weren't playing, which led to loads of fills and spills. And it led to some very, very high scores and some very low scores. Without further ado, let's speak about the first game. So I think a game will mix it up. Because there's an ensuing rivalry, and I'm guessing that's going to take up most of the time, let's speak about Mahir versus John, a side note on Nicholas. So Mahir won the game 59-25. Delafeo got him 23 points and Zaha got him 13. The rest of his team did absolutely nothing. And he won that pretty much with two players. So Mahir, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, it was a new look. Key Carroll side, the last couple of weeks, we've got rid of most of our players. So it's a brand new look inside, a new era for us. You know, we don't need to have the top 20 players and buy the league and have bribes and all this. We can win off the farm pretty much. And Delafeu, the highest ever game week points of the season. I remember this was something John was celebrating when Sterling got the highest points in game week 6 or something. But these aren't accolades that I kind of make up titles and, you know, celebrate them. And we actually had a lot of time to prepare for this game because there was a lot of social events going on last week that we weren't invited to. So we were sitting at home and preparing for this game instead.
Okay, so from what I take from that is Mahir is very confident with his new farming skills. I think he's using nitrogen in his soil, which is allowing his players to play a lot better. John, what are your thoughts on Mahir's comments?
To be honest, I'm quite shocked and hurt. I don't want this to end up in the same way that things have gone sour between Mahir and Nicholas. I think that they were quite scathing words talking about making up titles because Sterling had the record at one point in time with 21 points. Delafeu, I think it was a freak week for him getting a hat-trick. Zaha, also another freak week. He normally picks up yellow cards and doesn't score, doesn't get assists. So that 13 points, I'm not sure if that will be repeated. Other than that, who else is in Mahir's team?
I think Mahir kind of touched on that. He's saying he doesn't need top 20 players anymore. And he is more than confident on winning matches based on his picks from the farm.
Well, time will tell.
It's an impressive result of 59 for a farm team. Rebuilding your squad and getting 59. That's, I think, the impact for you was down to some of the City players not playing.
I'm not worried about this week. We had 7 players playing, and I didn't expect to win it. But well done to Mahir. And
your thoughts on the fact that Mahir had more time to prepare for this match because he wasn't invited to any parties? He drinks, he was sober, he was sharp. What do you think about that?
FDM drinks, yeah. That night.
I'm just an outsider. I don't know anything about this. Sorry, this is the first time I'm hearing of it.
Ooh, so no comment there, Mahir, on this. Mahir, yeah. Anything on your side?
No, as I said, it was a good week. Highest top scored this game week. I think a lot of managers had the problem of, as you mentioned, the City and Chelsea players out. They all had about 7 or 8 players playing, and all the managers' tactics were to kind of give each other managers players, but then they all realised they're in the same boat with 7 or 8 players. So, you know, we thought beyond this. We didn't want the excuse of 7, 8 players. We had a full starting 11. We had 2 subs as well. De Gea got 6 points on the bench. So it was a strong week. We got hit minus 48 points last week in the Top Guns Cup, and we still managed to finish top of the hop. So I said a couple of weeks ago, Nick and John were my 2 biggest games of the season, and we prepared well and we delivered 2 good results in them. So very good times.
And before we move on to the next match, there's also been a certain undercurrent of animosity between Mahir and Nicholas. Mahir, do you want to give your side of the story or clarify any comments that were made?
Who is Nicholas?
Nicholas himself is not here. So either because he's afraid or he's busy, but we don't know. But
is that the guy that got 14 points this week?
Yeah. I believe so, but we'll touch upon that match a bit later. And I'm sure we can get more comments from you then. But Mahia, 59 points, so you were the highest game week point scorer this match, this game week. Brilliant result, congratulations. It really was a fantastic result. And like you mentioned, your farming skills were like, were superb.
I just want to say one more thing this for John as well. John, he's a good friend of mine in this league, and he's done a lot for me. And I think this result was a bit of a favour for him. I know he lost, but I think last few weeks he's been talking about this improved record, the streak. I think this now will all blow over and he'll get his head down and focus on more important things now. So, nothing to worry about, John.
Yeah. So, you were saying it's more wake-up call for John to kind of say that actually there's better managers out there.
He's becoming quite complacent. He's winning quite frequently.
And let's be honest, Mahia is the king. He is a former Francis Premier League champion and World Cup champion. John, any thoughts?
Do you think he's done you favours? So?
I have nothing more to add to that, what he said.
So you're in agreement?
Not in agreement, just nothing to add. Quite shocked, really.
Interesting. It was very enlightening, this conversation. Let's move on to the next match. Mahia kind of alluded to it, so we'll speak about that. It was Weidenbeiser versus the Flying Pigs. Ed, who has been on a recent resurgence recently, beat Nicholas 14-38. Nicholas, unfortunately, scored the lowest points of the game week. And there was rumours that apparently he just scored the lowest goals ever, but that was refuted. We don't have Nicholas here. So, John, do you want to speak about this match?
So, Nicholas's team has been falling from grace for quite a while. And as Mahir puts it, it's since he stopped holding Nicholas's hand. He, like myself, had 7 players playing, but could only achieve 14. Nothing from Wilson, Wilson suspended, nothing from Martial. Where's Nick's team going from here? I'm not too sure, but beaten by a team that Ed's been performing very well recently. I've got him next week and I'm a bit afraid. Chicharito played very well, got himself a goal. Decore was part of that 5-1 victory from Watford. Wolves players always standing out well for Ed. I think he's got a good team that he's building there, and Flying Pigs are one to watch out for in the future, I'd say. So,
Vinesh, your thoughts? Nicholas was one of the trailblazers at the start of the season. He seems to be struggling at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, it's it didn't help, obviously, with Man City not playing and three on the bench. But, you know, Mendy's been out for a while. You know, he's not worth carrying at the moment, I'd say. Wilson's still injured. Martial's out. I think having 7 players up late, you can expect a score, a low score, right? You know, I don't know if Nicholas expected this hit already. He's thinking, do you know what? Man, you know, half my team's out. Let me just take a hit. Obviously, 14's a substantial hit.
Yeah.
It was plain sailing for Ed, who had most of his team playing. So, you know, he had to score a few points and it had been majority of his team to play to get the win. So, which was planned pretty well.
So, I think with this loss, I wasn't quite sure where Nicholas ended up, but Mahia was kind enough to show the rest of the team that he was in 6th place. Mahia, what were your thoughts on this match between Ed and Nicholas?
I think it was a really good win for Ed. His 4th one in a row now. So, he's really picking up form. He's farming well. He's got some good players in now as well. Chicharito, 9 points. One of Nick's former players, actually. Good win for Ed. And as for Nick, I think he's got Sham next, so it doesn't get much easier for him. I don't know where he goes from there. Ed, he'll be looking at mid-table now. He's climbing up. And if he gets a win against John next week, he's pretty much level or just behind him. So, good times for the Flying Pigs at the moment.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Having a very good run. He's having a very good run. I mean, you look at the team, on paper, it's like, okay, it's not the greatest of teams, but they're pulling in the points. You know,
and he's also 12 points clear from Greg. Wow. So he's built up a nice little cushion there.
That's it.
One of the current game week leaders as well. So Ed's doing very well.
And 4 points away from John.
And if you look at his points, he's only got 953 points. So he's been very savvy with the way he's been winning points. Any more thoughts on these matches? Mejia, any more thoughts on Nicolas? Where does he go from here? What does he do?
I think Nicolas is now sixth place.
Yeah.
Actually, that's quite a drop from where he was second, you know, when a title challenge already in the season, now further down the table. It's quite concerning.
Because if you look at his team, I don't think he's got any standout players. He used to have Aguero, who got him a lot of points, and then he made a transfer and built a stronger squad. So he had Felipe Anderson firing, Martial, Wilson, but his injuries and the fact that they're not great players, it's kind of affecting him quite a bit. But then we could say because his Man City players are playing, that was the reason for his loss this week. So you're never quite sure. But yeah.
Yeah, I think you look at his team, he's got like Wilson there, he's injured for a while. Martial's injured. Sonny's got, I think, a couple of hard games coming up in Chelsea and Arsenal now. Fraser's been off the pace for a while. He's been reluctant to get rid of Vardy and Madison. So, like, these are players that if he was farmed, they'd get picked up straight away. So I can see why he's reluctant to give them away. But I think you can't at this time of the season, you can't be sticking onto these, like, fringe players. You need to take some risks. And, Nick's not done at the moment. Mendy as well. I mean, he's carried him for about 2 months now and probably got no points out of him. So I don't really see why he's done that.
Yeah, I think he needs some help from the managers. Mahir, if you're available, maybe you can kind of guide him.
I'm pretty busy, sorry.
No worries. So congratulations, Edward. Very good result. Let's move on to the next game. This was another very interesting game. Great Balls of Fire versus House Fallon Reserves.
Should we call them House Fallon Reserves or should we just call them Newcastle?
Newcastle United. So, Benesh alluded to it. Dan done one of his magic ones and he picked a squad full of Newcastle players and achieved 56 points with another 8 points on the bench. Sorry, was it 10 points on the bench? Benesh himself actually had a very strong squad, but he was handicapped by the fact that his 4 of his City players weren't playing. But then on the transfer market, Benesh picked up Robertson, King and Jimenez, who scored him a combined 22 points. So, Benesh, what are your thoughts on your loss and what do you think of Dan's?
This was partly expected on my side, knowing the fact that if they get Newcastle get a 1-0 or a 2-0 victory, it'd probably game over, considering half my team's not even playing. You know, I also had Van Pitaka out as well. And I thought to myself, well, let's see what we can do with the players that we've got.
Yeah.
We have been a good streak so far. Had to come to an end. And I think, yeah, credit to Dan on this side. You know, if you pick the team that pulled it off, you know, if Huddersfield conceded just one goal, you know, Newcastle conceded one goal, it could have flipped the other way quite easily, you know, considering you have lost a clean sheet at the back and midfield as well to drop points as well.
If I'm correct, King also missed a penalty, right?
He did miss a penalty. Yeah. Yeah. I think that at that point, I just worked out it was too far off to even get enough points. So I had Robertson still to go, etc. But not much we could do at that point in time after the 56. But yeah, I expected it. But again, I think I'll still keep the pressure on top once Man City are back and the teams are back stronger. So, and Ali's due back soon as well. So hoping keeping the momentum up. I think it's just a blip, I'd say.
And looking to the future, like your strike force is now King, Jimenez and Aguero. That's a very strong strike force. So you've traded really well. So it may just be the blip. Catapult you to
exactly. I think four of the City players being out, you know, did hamper the game significantly.
John, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
I think that Benesh clearly has a very strong team. He only had 6 players play and managed 34 points. That's more than, it's a better average of per player than anybody did that was impacted by this Carabao Cup final. What more can I say? In fact, just one question to Benesh, actually, is knowing that Dan's team was supported to get this Newcastle, you know, freak team, and it's taken 3 points off of you, challenging for first place. You was in second, you've now dropped down to third. How does that affect you? Are you happy with that? Because personally, if I was in your position, I wouldn't be very happy with Dan building that team, everybody in the league supporting him.
Yeah,
and he's taken away from me as I'm challenging for first place.
Now, that's a very, very good question. So a lot of thought went into this. And part of the deal was to try and get James to offer up his, you know, his Newcastle players up to Dan. So I had to actually trade off Kepa Alexander Trent, Firmino, I think Willian as part of a deal to make sure that I can hand them Newcastle players over to Dan. But when I looked at it, I'm getting Jimenez over, King over, Robertson as part of that deal. I thought to myself, actually, it makes more sense for me to drop the 3 points if necessary, but to have a stronger squad for the remaining points of the season. So 10 games to go, 30 points to go.
And you look at that transfer, it actually seems like a very smart transfer now, with Kepa having his tantrum, Firmino getting injured, and Trent's not even playing this game week.
Exactly.
So you'd have had less points if you stuck to the players that you had.
Bingo, exactly. Yeah. I think, touch wood, it's worked out better overall. And then obviously, King scoring and Robertson grabbing 8 points actually, just proved that my has strengthened my squad up. So I think dropping 3 points is fine, but hopefully it'll pay off on the long run.
Mahir, your thoughts on this match?
Yeah, I think the reason why people did agree to this with Dan is a lot of the managers actually got good deals out of this. So Sham got Pogba, Ed got Higuain, I got Jota. So we actually all got good deals out of Dan building this Newcastle side. But in terms of Binesh's transfer, I think he actually got the better deal. If you look at it now, King with Wilson out will do well. Jimenez has got a good run of games. And Firmino's injured for, I think, we're hearing it's for quite a while as well. So in the long run, it's probably a better deal for Binesh. And I think with other results that went this way, it wasn't a terrible week. And to pick up 35 odd points with seven players is actually still pretty good. And with Huddersfield getting a red card early on, it was always going to be a walk in the park for Newcastle.
Yeah. Congratulations to Dan. And for him to actually risk it with Newcastle, even though it was against Huddersfield, there was still quite a lot of risk involved. So, got some very good points there, 56.
Mm. But where does Dan go from now, right? He's got a Newcastle team. I'm not interested in them players. And I don't know if you guys are, but is it Huddersfield next? But well done to Dan to get the points. But interesting concept, what he's working on. I suppose you can get the game, the weekend over and done with quite quickly over a 90-minute period, whether you're winning or lose against an opponent. But
yeah, it's true. Just hold on to that one key game and everything's done. No, it was another interesting experiment. So Dan is 2-for-1 on his experiments. So he's done well with Chelsea and Newcastle, and then he lost with Wolves. So maybe he might go for another one. But let's see what happens.
Oh, and Dan, thank you for the bottle of drink. So Dan and I had a wager to say the loser buys the other person of a bottle of drink. So let's expect a gold plated got Belvedere bottle somewhere on my desk soon.
So let's move on to the next match. So this was James versus Sham. Sham was the current leader going into this game week. He lost 40-43 to James. A very, very tight game. What would have swung it for Sham was if he had played Alisson, who had 10 points on the bench, and Schmeichel had -1. So a little bit of lacks of concentration from Sham, costing him the win there. Has thoughts on this match? Binesh.
Yeah, this was such a tight game, actually. I was very surprised. I think James played very, very, very well overall. Some of the points, Deeney, for example, 15 points. That's pretty impressive. He could maximise most of his points. But Sham, a few decisions that I wouldn't have thought, especially in goal. Alisson would have been favourable overall, considering after actually predicting Man United Liverpool to be a 0-0 overall, especially with some of the injuries or even Liverpool to get a 1-0 out of this. But so unfortunate result for Sham. That's another hit. He's not going for a great streak at the moment.
He's still 1 point off the top of the table.
Absolutely. But I think where can he go from now? I mean, he's going to have to make some interesting changes overall as well. And same with James as well, especially with Firmino possibly injured. Trent, is he going to be available or not available, etc. And he's got Willian as well, especially with Higuain coming into play. What's his move? So, again, I probably expected a draw on this particular match between the two. Or Sham to just pip it. But surprisingly, James pulled it off.
Yeah, it was the Crystal Palace players that scored quite a few number of points. Sham with MacArthur and Batshuayi, and James with Milivojevic. So you wouldn't expect those type of players to score points. Especially Deeney as well, going 15 points. And then Lossell going 5. So very well done for James. Kepa and Firmino. So he's, from what Mahir said, Firmino could be out for a while. Kepa is
why not play again?
Ever again. So James could be in trouble, but you know, James is quite savvy on the transfer market. He may have made some deals. He'd have to get them out as soon as possible.
He'd probably pick Fed back up again.
Yeah. Mahir, any thoughts in this game?
Yeah, I think James is a bit of a bogey team for Sham. It's the second win over him. So, yeah, Sham's big names didn't turn up this week. Salah, Pogba, Rashford, Aubameyang, all very quiet. Obviously, Hazard and the City players didn't play. But James did well. Troy Deeney off the farm. Sol Bamba scoring. So, some unlikely heroes there for James. But a good win. He's got two wins on the row now after a big losing streak. And Sham's still up there despite losing these games, so it'll make for an interesting end of the season.
Definitely. John, thoughts on this match?
Very close one in points. James only getting about 3 points, and I'm very happy for him because he has had a bad run of scoring well but losing matches.
Yeah.
Just to echo what everybody said, Troy Deeney off the farm, 15 points. It was amazing work there. Miljovic, pretty well. His goalkeeper scored 5 points, although conceding goals, so he had a great game.
That was a good move, wasn't it?
Yeah,
actually, you got to think Huddersfield, you know, so it's down to saves, right? So yeah. Most of his points came down to the number of saves.
Yeah. That. 10 saves.
So he actually thought, hang on a minute, this chap's got that's a great move.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Yeah.
Looking at Sham's team, I think that Sham had set things up thinking, this is the time for me to start turning things around at EFR. He set up pretty well with Rashford, a top striker, Aubameyang, a top striker. Batshuayi was the only striker to really perform and pick up a goal there. MacArthur, I'm sure he got an assist. So a great game, great points there for him. But
Sham performed quite well as well with Diop getting 8 points.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Sham's team is very top heavy. He's got some class players. So when they perform, he gets big points. But when they don't, even then he gets 40 points, which is quite impressive, really.
Yeah. Must be very frustrating as well. Alisson on the bench with 10 points.
Yeah. Also with 1 point.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but Sham, knowing Sham, he'll spend his money and get better players, as he always does. But yeah, so currently Sham is second in the table, 1 point off top spot, which leads us nicely to the final game of the game week. That was myself versus Greg. Me coming on top, 1949. So a little bit of context onto this, not a rivalry, this head-to-head between myself and Greg. Going into this game week, I've never beaten Greg. So Greg, not only does he beat me, he resoundingly beats me. So I was afraid going into this game week. And the only way I could beat him was for, let's count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 of his players did not play. No, he conceded 4.
Okay.
So 7 of his players did not play, and it was only by that bit of fate that I was able to come on top and beat Greg. I don't even know what to say. Greg's bottom of the table, but I've never been able to beat him. So I've never had the formula or the opportunities to try and beat him. And I was struggling quite a bit going into this game week. So the win, I'm happy with. The Snodgrass gave me 8 points. We've come from 3 bonus points. King Kane coming back gave me 8 points. And Mkhitaryan, who seems to be my lucky charm, gave me 14 points. So I was happy with that. I was happy to beat Greg as well. He was the only player I hadn't beaten in the Game of Thrones. So that chokes him off as well, luckily. Vinesh, you increase this one?
A good win and a great farming of the Mickey up on your side, on your part as well. But he absolutely destroyed Greg. Obviously, you know, with all his players out. On paper, Greg's team actually looks pretty good now. I think I don't know if he's had a chance for De Bruyne to really, you know, play for him and gain points. But then I think coming next week, he might have a better outcome overall in terms of points. I think he's a similar situation myself, written himself off against a side that's looking pretty good at the moment on your side, Dabu. So, and then this is actually giving you top spot. Right.
This
victory has given you top spot. So Sham's, I think, dominated that top position for a while, and you're back on top.
Yeah, so it's a little dogfight.
Going on there, so impressive. That's a good win. And great farming again. Actually, this round's showing some great farming moves going on overall. Shows that some of the underdogs have come in through decent points as well.
Yeah. John?
I would say there's a bit of praise and an apology due here. And it's all to you, Abu. excellent farming, bringing in Mickey. Kane back, scoring goals. Snodgrass, Kolasinac. 49 points. I think that I said in the past on the podcast and maybe even in some of my media comments some harsh words about your team and saying that you're in a position that you don't deserve to be in. But, you know, with a win like this and the players performing the way that they are, I do owe you an apology and I'm very sorry. But your team is looking very good, very strong.
Apology accepted. I would agree with you. I think there's 3 points between myself, Ganesh and Sham. And I would probably say, I think I have the best striker. I think in terms of the team, mine's probably the weakest. But they've somehow been eking out some results that kept me up there. As long as they can keep on doing that, I should be fine. But you just never know, anything can happen. Can we hear your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, your team's a bit of a funny one. Like, 1 week you could have an amazing week, 1 week you could have a really bad week. So it's very unpredictable. But Mkhitaryan, as you said, the star, Snodgrass as well. So he did well on the farm. But I think for Greg, obviously he had the players out, but long term his team's looking good as well. But no, it's good you finally managed to get a win over Greg, because you won't want that as a blank at the end of the season. It's not something to be proud of. But no, a good win. Yeah, a good win for you and deservedly back on top.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you're right about Greg's new team. His midfield is very strong. De Bruyne, Morris, Richarlison. But I think he's very Man City and Everton heavy, which may cost him more games than not. But,
well, they both have a couple of double game weeks. Yeah. So I think they will, in the long term, it will be decent for him, hopefully.
Yeah. So that wraps up game week
27.
So let's move on to game week 28 and go through the fixtures. Number one is Weidenweiser versus Egg Fried Rice. Guys, so Nicholas has been on a very tough run at the moment. I think he's feeling the heat a bit. He plays Sham, who has lost, is it 4 of the last 10 games, he said?
No, I think 6 out of 10 or something like that.
6 out of 10.
Yeah, quite a significant amount. 7 out of 10, he was.
But even then, he posts very high scores. So potentially, this could. Looks like it's going to go one way, and it's going to be Sham. I can't see Nicholas turning this around unless somehow Son pulls off a performance, or Mendy comes back from injury, scores a hat trick, and saves by 20 penalties. But I'd go with Sham on this one, guys. John?
Judging Nicholas's demise, I'm going to have to go with Sham. But it would be great to see Sham lose. He has the possibility of falling down to fourth place.
Third
place.
Yeah.
And I think that would be good for the league. So I'd say Sham would take this one, but I'll be rooting Nicholas on.
Yes, I like that. Vinesh?
Oh, I think Sham will probably get the victory on this. I mean, looking at the fixtures for Bournemouth and Spurs, which is four of the players Nicholas, they've got tough games. So I think he's going to lack points there. The rest of the team, not quite there. Injuries, etc. Mendy's still out. Jesus, still with the question mark. I think Sham's got a more fuller fit squad overall. And I think he'll put it through. But it'll be interesting to see if Nick can turn things around now. I think he can, if he can turn things around against Sham, that'd be a good victory. But I think Sham's going to probably pick the victory.
Yeah, Nicholas, he's in sixth place. So his fall from grace has been recorded on the chat with loads of videos. So everyone knows where he is, why he's doing, why he's struggling. Mahir, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I mean, there's two managers I don't like. Two frauds in the league, two snakes. So either way, whoever wins, if Sham wins, he stops Nick from catching me. If Nick wins, then he closes the gap for me to catch Sham. So it's a win-win for me. But it's not a game I'll be watching on the weekend. But I'll go with Sham for the win.
It's interesting. Nick's got the number of points that he scored, 1187 in comparison to you, Abu, 1136. He scored more points than you.
Yeah.
Probably about 50 plus more and 40 plus more. And then, you know, the positioning's quite significant.
Yeah, I think Mahir would agree with me with that's more down to game management. And when Mahir was coaching him, he'd see at games. But since the recent animosity it's affected Nicholas in a big way, and he's just not the man he was. Anyways, so let's do it. So I would say Sham, Dinesh.
Sham.
John?
Yeah.
Sham.
Mahir?
Yeah. Sham.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
So let's move on to the next match. So this is Dinesh versus James.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dinesh, thoughts?
Yeah, John, I'm kind of worried against James because I think I've had a few games where it's been quite close overall. And he's got some favourable fixtures. I mean, you know, if Firmino is out, which is a bonus, but we don't know where Firmino is going to be probably in the next game. We could be with another, you know, rival maybe possibly. But, you know, Deeney, he performed really well. He's got Liverpool. They play Liverpool, Watford do. So that'd be an interesting outcome. I'm hoping, you know, I could get my team in. That's all in a play. I've got a few injuries, etc. And try and beat the win. But he is looking strong. He is, you know, I'm generally quite worried. So I'm going to have to make sure that I do my research, farm well if necessary, hopefully pull it off. But yeah, concerned. But again, I think I might have everything at bay overall.
You think you'll have just about enough to beat James?
Exactly. Yeah, I reckon so. Yeah.
Yeah. John?
I'm going to go with James.
Why is that?
Sorry, did you say James?
Sorry, sorry. I'll say it a bit more clear. I'm going to go with James. I think James, he's got a team that can score, and I think that he's going to do it. He's going to continue to do it, and I think that coming off of the back of last week, your team, although very strong, it just doesn't have what it's going to take to beat James.
Should I get some more defensive midfielders?
Xhaka's available, right?
Xhaka, Kante.
That's good. You say that, but you know sometimes it's defensive midfielders that
score
goals. I'm pretty sure as soon as you got rid of Xhaka, what did he start doing? He started picking up goals.
And you know, I was proved it with Mickey. Well, if he's
You
know, so it's really right.
With that one bogey player or one
bingo
magic player that does it for you. Mahir, your thoughts on this one?
I think it's a tough one to call. Vanessa's players are back, so he'll have a strong squad. But James, he's on the up, so I don't know. I'm going to say a draw because it's too tough to call.
Yeah, I think James posts very good points. But the fact that Firmino's injured, Kepa's career's over, so I'm guessing Pickford's coming back in. And if you look at his strike force, it's really Deeney, Ings is injured, Firmino's injured. When Binesh has got Aguero, Jimenez and King, I think Binesh will outscore him. So from the sounds of it, that's 2-2. Me and Binesh going with Binesh. And John and Mahir going with...
Mahir went with the draw.
Oh, Mahir went with the draw. Yeah, apologies. Man. Yep. And yep, so
Mahir, Binesh take this one. Mahir, you shouldn't have changed your mind.
I'll stick with the draw.
So moving on to the next one is John versus Ed. John, it's also this match.
Well, I think on paper I have a better team. I've got some players to come back, and we've got a lot to prove after last week's loss to Mahir. But on the other side of things, Ed's team is they're flying right now. Flying pigs are flying. Mm. So that does put a little bit of fear inside of me. Not to mention, on my way to the podcast, I heard rumours of Ed trying to pick up loans from some of his colleagues and some of his allies within the league, which also puts the fear inside of me. So I'm not looking very confident for once in a long time. So I'm going to go with Ed to beat me on this occasion.
Ooh, Dinesh. John, I think you're gonna get a victory. I think Ed's having a good run. It's great. And looking at the squad and the fixtures that, you know, for Watford, and Arsenal, etc., and Bournemouth, which is more on the emphasis of flying pigs. I think he's going to have a low point scoring game. I think you're going to win this one quite easily. I think I'm looking at it, Ari.
Mahir?
Yeah, interesting. I've also heard the rumours about Ed wanting to bring in loans for this game, but whether he can pull it off is another story. I don't think he can. I don't think he can get the trades in. A lot of managers have to focus on themselves. I think John has the stronger squad, so I'm going to go with John for this one.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think John does have the stronger squad, especially with Sterling, Lacazette, Alderweireld, and Bernardo Silva, he just does it. So with you, Sterling is your boy. He pulls off the numbers time and time again. So he scored a penalty in the Carabao Cup final, so he'd be buzzing. He's just going to do what Sterling does best and win you the match.
And Wood's been on great form as well for you at the moment. You know. So I think he might continue his run, especially they've got, you know, Burnley are playing Newcastle away.
While Ed has been on form, picking up points, I don't think Chicharito's going to be, I think, next week. And Higuain's still very hit and miss.
Mm.
So I think I predict a bad week for Ed and John to win it quite easily. Yeah. That's 3-1.
Flying pigs might not be flying.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on to the next match, it is Dan versus Greg. So Mihir, you being the highest point scorer this game week, I'll let you go first. What do you think about this matchup here?
It depends what Dan goes with. I think he may go with the whole Newcastle team again. They've got a home game against Burnley, unless he can bring in a brand new squad by this evening, then it's going to be the whole Newcastle team again. So Burnley obviously got the win against Spurs, so it'll be a tough game for Newcastle. Greg, we said that he's got a good team now, good fixtures coming up, so it's a tough one to call again, but I think Dan will pull it off. He's on good form as well, so yeah, Dan for the
finish. This very just depends on what Dan's strategy is for this game. I think, is he going to keep the Newcastle costume? I'm not sure. He's going to Huddersfield, you know, whatever, you know, Fulham, I'm not, no idea. I reckon Greg could pull this off. I mean, he's got a good squad, you know, he's got Everton, we're playing, you know, got several Everton players, got a good fixture overall. I think, regardless of what happens now, I think Greg's going to pull this one off.
John?
Without repeating too much of what Mihir and Binesh have said, which I agree with 100%, I'm just going to say, based on that, I'm going to go for Greg.
I have to agree with my colleagues. Dan just doesn't have enough time to create a new squad, and Lightning won't strike twice again, so I'm going with Greg. It's unanimous. Greg to get a victory, close the gap on James.
Yeah, I think he needs a victory now. Six points at the bottom, he needs to really draw that together.
And the final matchup for game week 28 is myself versus Mihir. Mihir, thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a tough game. You're top of the league. I'm pretty worried about this game, especially with your pairs back, Harry Kane. But they do play Chelsea away, so that will be an interesting game. My players as well, it'll go down to the waivers I pick up. Laporte injured as well. Hayes, Jesus injured. So got a couple of injury problems myself. I think I'm going to go with you for the win. I think our form will have a blip for this game. I think you'll take this one.
I'm actually going for you, Mihir, because I've got quite a few of my players playing one another. So Tottenham versus Chelsea. Mkhitaryan's had his big game, so I don't think they'll do anything after that. Snodgrass, he's a bit hit and miss. Boy, he just can't get a game at all. And Lukaku, the less said about him, the better. So usually when Kane fires and one of my midfield fires, I get points. But I don't know. I think Mihir's going to beat me on this one. I think it's going to be a big win. I think I'll probably get about 20 points. Binesh?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Just looking at your team, obviously with the Chelsea-Spurs game, that does hamper some of your, especially Kane.
Yeah.
And then also with May Knight playing away to Crystal Palace. That's a bit of a tough picture as well.
Mihir's a good team as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mihir definitely done well farming. I think just looking at the fixtures, it just seems favourable for Mihir to pick a win at this stage. Unless it depends, if you're doing any transfers with any people, in the next 24 hours or so, bringing any other players, you could.
Knowing me, I'd be probably bringing some injured players or something like that, and then they won't be great.
Well, even my team, like the West Ham players I brought in, they've got Man City, Watford, De La Feu, and them. They've got Liverpool. So Crystal Palace with Zaha, have Man United. So my players have really tough fixtures as well, and they're not players that I'm going to get rid of after. Just for 1 week. So. I think it'll actually be a very low-scoring game. It'll just come down to...
Because I can see Watford and Leicester doing the business for you because they've not playing anyone too big. And then on my side, I would go for Sané, but then with Guardiola, you just don't know what he's going to do with Sané. Sometimes he plays him, sometimes he plays... Most of the time, he doesn't play him. You just don't know what's going to happen. John, your thoughts on this one?
I think it's going to be a very close one. But I think that the Tottenham players that you've got in your team will outweigh and will be a benefit for you, because I think that they will take Chelsea. They're playing at home. You've got three players that are going to start, and they're going to pick up maximum points if the win goes their way. And I think that will be the deciding point for you. I think that those Tottenham players will do it for you, and it will just be a narrow victory, but I think that you'll take it over from here.
Okay. So that's two for me. Vinesh, who do you go for?
I think Mahir's is going to be really up. Yeah, it's going to be tight, but again, I think...
I think 2-2, or 2 for me, 2 for Mahir. I think it will be a very tight game. And just to close, let's finish on standings. So currently, I am top of the table. It's 49 points. One above Shams, who is second, and two above Vinesh, who's third, and then four above Dan, who's fourth. So there's 4 points separating the top four. And then Mahia is on 42, Nicholas on 41, John on 40, again, very tight.
Mm.
And then Ed, 36, on the heels. James, 30, and then lagging way behind is Greg on 24. Guys, what do you think is going to happen this game week? Do you feel there's going to be any changes?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That top 4 points off the top four, that's tight. And then that middle pack of Mahir, Nicholas and John, you know, 2 points between them all. So there'll be definitely movement along that range for sure. If we go by some of the predictions, potentially it could be a new leader again this week. Possibly
could
Dan.
You could be top.
And Dan could even close the gap down to a point, depending on what happens here. So,
John, you could jump 2 places.
I think if myself, John, and Nick win, then it'll be and Dan wins as well. Then I think the top 6 or 7 will be like 3-4 points between us. That'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
There won't be any more trades after that.
That's going to be an absolute. It'd be epic if it gets that stage. Yeah. You know, we actually, considering when we started the season, did we ever think it would be this close overall? There's 10 games to go. It's, you know, real push towards that finale now.
Because you always think there's going to be a runaway leader, but then everybody else pulls it back in.
Yeah, there's actually been no runaway leader. I mean, we've had seen strong results and strong runs, but again, the pack is generally quite tight. It's just that bottom area is a bit dispersed, but. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see the champion. You know, could it be an early champion, or would it be on the final game week? Would we have could it be out of 4 or 5 of us that decided a decider?
So you mentioned that, Vinesh. Yeah. So the final game week of the season, if it does go down to that, is me versus Sham, you versus Ed, and John, you're playing Dan. Mahir, you have Greg. And Nicholas has James. So potentially, if it stays as it is, there could be a top of the table clash. Mm. But I doubt it'll stay like that.
Sham BU would be an interesting game if it is.
boys are now battle bags is the Frankenstein team. Just all behind there. That's game of season.
Just on the Top Guns Cup.
Yep.
Quick communication will go out, but an interesting, very, very interesting final game week in that particular hop. So hop 2's just finished. I'm doing the calculations. All I can say at this stage is Key Carroll and Osborne Reserves, who are bottom and had the biggest hits, are both survived. So people are expecting some, you know, so different results. So I will share that later today, but it's been some great turnarounds, great survival fights in here. A lot of tactics being brought into play as well. So great to see. There's 6 remaining for Hop 3. There will be surveys going again last time. I think we've got a short duration period for the next cards to be distributed out. There's only going to be 4 cards overall going out this time around because the restrictions are slightly limited. But again, people that are going to be in Hop 3, well done to you for surviving. But it'd be an interesting outcome. So I'll read that in the comments.
Can I enter the survey? Can I enter the survey?
Unfortunately not. You're just going to have to prepare your dog fight against James in the last hop.
So, congratulations. You survived being knocked out of the Top Guns Cup. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, as mentioned earlier, taking a hit of minus 48, I mean, that's pretty much what Nick probably got in the whole of the two hops. So to survive with that was amazing. And we're really happy to make it to hop 3. Yeah. And looking to go all the way in this cup.
Yeah, no, well done.
How did Dan seem fare after being hit with a...
they pulled through with having Newcastle and scoring well. He actually had a booster card to use as well, which helped him edge up even a bit further. So dropped someone else into that elimination zone. I think the bad part was Greg, who had a card available, booster card, which could have got points for any draft player, and it wasn't utilised, unfortunately. So some people might crash and burn, right? Yeah. But yeah.
Anyways, guys, thank you very much. This concludes our podcast for this week. The next game week actually starts on Wednesday.
Yep.
So the transfer end today.
Tomorrow. Right?
So the transfer deadline is today. So if you guys want to get transfers in, you better start farming right now. Guys, have a good evening.
Cool.
And see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.